Now let us listen to a poem, The Lake Isle of Innisfree, written by William Butler Yeats, from page number 54 to 55. Introduction. This well-known poem explores the poet's longing for the peace and tranquility of Innisfree, a place where he spent a lot of time as a boy. This poem is a lyric. The poem, Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening's full of the linnet's wings. I'll arise and go now, for always night and day, I hear the lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavements grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core. Glossary. Wattles means twisted sticks for making fences, walls. Glade means clearing, open space. Linnet means a small brown and grey bird with a short beak. Thinking about the poem. First part. Question number 1. What kind of place is Innisfree? Think about 1. The 3 things the poet wants to do when he goes back there. Stanza 1. 2. What he hears and sees there and its effect on him. Stanza 2. 3. What he hears in his heart's core even when he is far away from Innisfree. Stanza 3. Question number 2. By now, you may have concluded that Innisfree is a simple, natural place full of beauty and peace. How does the poet contrast it with where he now stands? Read stanza 3. Question number 3. Do you think Innisfree is only a place or a state of mind? Does the poet actually miss the place of his boyhood days? Second part. Question number 1. Look at the words the poet uses to describe what he sees and hears at Innisfree. 1. Bee loud glade. 2. Evenings full of the linnet's wings. 3. Lake water lapping with low sounds. What pictures do these words create in your mind? Question number 2. Look at these words. Peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. What do these words mean to you? What do you think comes dropping slow from the vales of the morning? What does to where the cricket sings mean? Quote. In the words of Gautam Buddha, health is the greatest gift, contentment the greatest wealth, faithfulness the best relationship.